Here's our TSN NFL analyst, Super Bowl champ, longtime NFLer himself. Here's Luke Wilson. What's happening, Luke?
Not much. How we doing?
We're doing well, man. We spent a good portion of the day yesterday goofing on both the Lions and the Bears. And I don't know. I don't even know what that was. But if you missed the game, I said it right after it. If you didn't happen to watch it, it was exactly what you think it was. That's what happened yesterday with the Bears somehow passing the Lions. But what do you make of the two coaches, the timeout battle royale at the end of the game? Like, how do the teams go back into the locker room and think, we've got coaches here in Chicago and Detroit that are going to lead us down the positive path?
Yeah, you nailed it. And as a player, it's just very, very tough to buy in at this point. You know, especially, and I've been there in Detroit, as you know, we make jokes in here all the time. But it's like, I wasn't in the Dan Campbell locker room. I have no idea how it was. But we all remember, like, the we're going to bite kneecaps off press conference. You know, you kind of buy into this mentality all through the offseason, which your head coach sets. And now, all of a sudden, when you're sitting defeated with one tie against a Mason Rudolph-led Steelers team, it's kind of like a head scratcher. And then just little, not little things, but things like that just add on when you're like, you know, all of that work and all that dedication and all everything you did, you know, seemingly is for nothing in a strange way. And I don't really believe in like moral victories at that level, like at the younger level, 100%, like you learn your lessons. But like, let's be real here. We're here to win games. We're not here to, you know, have good showings.
What do you make? Do you think Matt Nagy, like, does he have a shot? Or, like, there was rumors that he was going to get fired after the game yesterday. Like, where is his headspace at? As bad as things are in Detroit, does he know that at the end of the year? And he claims through the media that he's got some kind of backing from, I don't know what the hell, but it's like, where does he stand?
I mean, I think that the decisions that we kind of saw yesterday, they are somewhat of a side effect of the fact that he knows he's on the hot seat. And I mean, it's tough. Like, I can imagine it happened to me last year. I kind of knew going into a certain week that might be my last week in Seattle, and it's tough to focus.
How'd you know that, Luke?
We had a rookie coming off IR, and we already had quite a few tight ends. And, you know, I've been around the league for a little bit, man. I was an eight-year guy, which in our league is a while. So I asked a few questions, and, you know, as a 31-year-old who's put his time in, they'll kind of respect, they're not, you know, not lying to you, especially with some of the relationships I've forged. So they were like, hey, this might be it for this week. Now, you know, I'm not going to lie to you, actually. That's the political answer. The real answer is they told me I was going to be playing a bunch. I walked into practice on Wednesday and got one rep. And I fired up with my coach. I'm like, I thought I was playing a bunch this week. He said, you ain't going to be here this week, son. So it's kind of a combination of those two things.
He flat out said, you ain't going to be here this week?
I mean, it was a little nicer because he's my guy. But he was like, yeah, the GM came down. And I told him that I was going to play you a bunch this week. And he was like, I wouldn't do that because he's not going to be here after Sunday.
Jesus.
That's bold, man. That's putting your cards on the table, I guess.
You know, it's one of those things, though, where in this league and in my situation last year, it wasn't like a performance thing, which made it a bit of a better pill to swallow. Still tough, you know, when you kind of get the political side of it. And I get it, they had a drafted kid coming in. But I would have rather, you don't want to get released, but I'd rather get released due to, you know, what is it, political, financial, draft reasons than them being like, yo, man, you just stink. Get out of here.
Right.
So that was my silver lining.
Well, there was a lot of reactions to the officiating yesterday, specifically in the Cowboy game, where there were just so many flags thrown on both sides. It wasn't necessarily...
That was ridiculous, man.
It was, and there are takes being thrown around that have no data behind them. It's just simply a feeling. It's purely anecdotal that on the biggest stage, the ref feels like he's got to be a hero. Like, got to prove this is why you're reffing the Thanksgiving game. You played in Super Bowls. You've played on the biggest stages. Was there that sense that for whatever reason on the biggest games, biggest audience, the refs called a more diligent game, a tougher game, wanted to hear themselves more? Is there any truth to that?
No, not at all. I mean, I understand kind of where some people are coming from, but the reality is these refs are heavily graded. It's not like they're just strolling out to, you know, your local peewee game, reffing the game, and going home and watching TV. And if they're consistently making bad calls or messing up games, it's a cutthroat ordeal with these refs. So if you think for a minute that, you know, if there are bad calls made, too many calls made, that that crew isn't getting reprimanded for it, you're just wrong. So it's not like they have any leeway to be like, hey, today's my show because we're on a Thanksgiving game. But, you know, now that we're on that topic, because I can just vent a little bit here, I'm really getting sick of these Cowboy fans and these Bills fans, okay? Cowboys lose a game, it's the refs' fault. I drag the Cowboys, my social media is getting just blown up by random people telling me I'm an idiot. I drag the Bills, which obviously I look like a clown now because they looked good yesterday, on Jay on SportsCenter, which was a great drag. I mean, they've looked terrible. They lost, they lost to the Jaguars. I wake up to DMs from people just really mean, man. So all the Bills and Cowboy fans out there, save it, man. You guys are not the real deal. No. It's just a fact.
That's what
I wanted to ask you.
30 years.
Like, how do you trust the Cowboys? Because I've talked about it on this show since I've been doing this show and covering all sports. There's such an overhype to it, and they seem like they're destined to let you down. I'm not saying yesterday was that big of a letdown to the fan base, but I don't trust them to do anything special at all.
Why would you?
Exactly.
Why would you? I mean, it's the strangest thing, because I was sitting actually with somebody who's like a diehard Cowboy fan from Texas the other day here in Seattle, and I was like, they're going to get smoked today by Kansas City. Just watch. And he was like shocked that I would even suggest that. And I'm like, what kind of delusional world are you living in, my guy? Like, they're just not that good. Okay? What else do you want to say? It's like, hey, if these guys were coming in steamrolling teams and looking good, all of a sudden they win a few games, and it's like, oh, we've got the 85 Bears here. It's like, no, you don't. You're a good NFL team. You're not a great one, at least not yet. I'm not saying I can't get there. I got a lot of talent, but not yet.
Luke, we've never met. I know Noodles is normally in this seat, but nice to meet you over the phone here or radio. And I feel like you've kind of answered these questions a little bit when it comes to the Cowboys and Bills. I was just going to ask if there was any kind of level of concern here with the Cowboys having lost three of their last four, and if you think the Bills are actually going to just win their conference. You think they're the real deal here?
So to answer your first question, no, the Cowboys are not the real deal. This is not the time of year where you want to lose three or four. You know, beginning of the season, I mean, you don't ever want to lose three or four, obviously, but beginning of the season, you have time to kind of work out some kinks, et cetera, et cetera. And I've mentioned this before, but think of the NFL as a game of chess between coaches on Sunday. And once you find a weakness, you know, teams will attack that weakness. So obviously a few weeks back, Dallas got exposed in Denver, and you've seen kind of the residual of that, where now all of a sudden you are prepping, so to speak, for, okay, this is what this offense runs, but we've been burned by these plays. This is the NFL. Teams can install plays 5 days of practicing, you're good to go. It's not like Pee Wee football where we got to like really lock it in here. So it's like, hey, this team doesn't normally run this, but we've been burned by this play. So now we're not really sure how it's going on. And I think that's happening a little bit in Dallas. You're seeing them exposed a little bit. And the Buffalo thing, and again, I'm sure I'll catch some heat for this, but I know they looked great yesterday, and New Orleans is a good team, and it's a good win. But Buffalo is considered to be a Super Bowl contender. And I just look at that squad, and I'm like, okay, they are obviously a very good football team, but Super Bowl contenders don't lose to Jacksonville. They don't lose the division lead. I'll be honest with you, to answer that question, I would be shocked if New England doesn't win that division. They play good, fundamental, solid football. It's not going to be flashy. They're not really going to blow anybody out by a million points, but they're going to to play old school ball and probably win the division.
Well, the Bills have New England at home next Monday night, and they still have to go to Foxborough. So they got the Pats twice down the stretch. You talk about litmus tests. That's the definition of it, man. We'll find out a lot about the Bills and the Pats, for that matter, in those two games. And I think we'll get you out of here on what I believe is the biggest game of the weekend. The Rams are at Lambeau taking on the Packers. Both teams reeling. Packers have lost two of their last three. The Rams have lost some games, and badly. They've been blown out a couple of times. Both have Super Bowl aspirations in the NFC. How do you see this playing out? Do you believe the Packers roll, Rams roll, close game? What do you see Packers-Rams on Sunday?
Okay, I know I've been a little cold. Not too cold, you know, but I've been a little cold on this show.
You've had some
I'm going
doozies,
with the Rams,
buddy.
And the reason being is I think Matt Stafford knows, obviously, Lambeau and that defense very, very well. And he's actually had a solid amount of success against Green Bay. So you look at that factor, and I think, you know, between McVay and Matt Stafford kind of chopping it up, going back and forth, how Matt's had success against these guys, how, you know, Sean McVay sees how to attack this defense. I would expect the Rams to be able to put up a lot of points, or a decent amount of points, I should say. And I'm taking them. I think they're going to win this week.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens, man. I'm really nervous now.
I've had a couple bad ones on here. I start out hot, guys. I hope that happens.
No,
I don't want to have another loss.
Think you're due. You're due, and
I am due.
We haven't made our
can't
picks.
Be
we'll get
worse
to it
than
the
no
next
Doug.
Hour. Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
I believe I did call Kansas City over Dallas, though. Did I not?
Yes. Yeah, I believe you.
You had a stinker the week before that, though. That was
I know. I did. That's really it was so bad that it feels like more than one loss.
Yeah.
That's what happens, yeah. Man. Now you know what the Bills are going through ever since they lost to Jacksonville. I mean, that felt like two or three losses in the standings. But good luck, buddy, and have yourself a great weekend. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds good. Talk soon.
There's Luke Wilson, our TSN NFL analyst, longtime NFLer, Super Bowl champ, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Build your next dream Toyota at Maple Toyota. Pre-orders are now available for all models, including the all-new 2022 Tundra and Corolla Cross. Visit MapleToyota.com.